The recession is hitting folks hard with a constant worry about paying for groceries and gas and Pilates. But recession, schmussession, I say. The population of the extremely wealthy is growing, according to a study released last week by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. And those newly moneyed people, they're suffering their own crisis, a butler shortage. A butler's salary can start at $70,000 and go up to $125,000. Chelsea Peretti thought that was worthy of a fair game investigation.
Like any good American, I need money. And I just found out that butlers are rolling in it. Mrs. Mary Louise Starkey of Starkey International Institute offers a butler training program which aims to create a new generation of household managers.
I entered the field of private service to transform servitude into a professional service position, and further make it an expertise. It truly is an art form and a career path.
Ooh la la. But apparently Starkey Institute is not just for artsy wimps.
Some people call us Butler Boot Camp because it's quite intense, and it can run 10 to 12 hour days, 5 day weeks. Probably 60% of the curriculum is psychological. Let's take some of the etiquettes. Stand up with respect when your employer enters the room. How do you help someone put on a coat? And how they would like to have you answer the door. Hello, good morning. Yes, how may I be of service to you?
I think I could do this. This sounds very manageable. I'm gracious, I'm pretty charming, and...
You are.
I love money.
And you also sound smart.
I am. So the next step for me was just to find someone willing to try me out as a butler. I visited renowned rich person Jamie Johnson, heir to the Johnson & Johnson pharmaceutical family fortune. He even made a documentary about how rich he is called Born Rich. I was sure he'd offer me some good tips on how to best be a butler. So you've had some experience with butlers.
I have.
Do they make you feel more or less comfortable?
Sometimes they make you feel more uncomfortable. For example, the issue of whether or not they're going to take your coat. That can be a complicated issue if you want to hang on to your coat. I've had moments where that's happened to me. And I felt like there was a moment of awkwardness there between us.
I could tell Jamie had a lot of issues with coats and control, but I asked him if I could try to help him on with his coat as practice. Okay, so I'm so nervous. My palms are sweating. We got a bit of a height differential, but that's easy to work around. Just kind of crank those arms up, and there you go. Does this feel right so far?
This feels right, yes. But you know what you could do?
What?
It's weird that you're buttoning my coat right now. It's
Why?
Making me feel uncomfortable.
Really? To button you in?
Yeah, just without asking and just reaching in for the buttons like that.
Oh, so butlers aren't very maternal. A little more cold.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So you would be ready to roll at that point?
A scarf might help.
Okay. Well, I spy with my little eye. Now, let's see. When I do a scarf, I double it over, and then I make a little loop. Now, I don't know if this is déclassé, but I make a little loop, run it around, and then I pull it through the loop, and it stays real snug on the neck. Would that be appropriate?
Yeah, or you could say, can I help you with this?
Oh, more words, like use more words.
Yeah.
I was learning a lot and beginning to feel pretty confident, but I was ready for one more challenge. So we moved on to the art of door opening. Okay, let me, you tell me, how would you like your door answered?
Hello?
Hello?
No.
So I'm off door duty.
You would be off door duty here.
Okay, but I'm good with scarves.
You're okay with scarves. I wouldn't get carried away with that.
So it sounds like, you know, I've done well in some areas and maybe not, you know, room to improve in other areas. But I really feel like I could grow with you. And I know I would just love it if you could kind of help me by assessing me and my performance as a butler, just with a yes and no questionnaire.
Sure, go for it.
Okay. Have I been professional?
No.
Do you intuitively trust me?
Not at all.
Do I come across as patient?
No.
But do I have potential?
I would have to say no.
Is this what my life would be? Slaving away for the rich and fabulous while they ridicule me to my face? I'm not sure if any job is worth that. It sounds a little depressing. Mrs. Starkey, don't you ever start feeling down?
No. I'm never depressed. I love what I do, you know.
Maybe there is a place for me.
You bet there is.
Thank you, Mrs. Starkey.
I appreciate your kindness. Good day.
Goodbye.